there's also some pressing things here that you have seen. And, of course, one has to still deal with terrorism. It's just not going away, is it?
No, it's not. That is an ill that we're going to have for some years to come, and we haven't even seen the worst of it. And I know a lot of people say, okay, but name the date and the time where they're going to be so that we can be sitting there and waiting for them. Okay? Believe it or not, there are some mystics who are like that and who are actually working with the government. That's not my job, though. My job is to let people know that these things are going to continue. The events like the Russian school, the terrible, terrible attack on them, things like that are going to continue. You know that no one knows that the Muslim nation declared war on the Orthodox Church in Greece? And they actually assassinated here just a couple weeks ago the patriarch because he would not remove his missionaries from East Africa. And so we're not talking about a war that is just over political ideals. This is becoming a holy war, just like I said before. And people... The only thing that brings an intervention on the holy war is God. And when people start seeing that their firemen go to put out a fire, but a trap's been set in this fire so that as it burns, toxic gases are released. These type of things are going to become common.
Now, you said that there are going to be six locations that will be viciously attacked by terrorists. You're talking about in this country?
No. It's six major events like what happened in Russia. The kind of thing that just draws massive world attention to the real horror of what terrorists are doing.
Well,
let me take that back. I apologize. There are six locations in our country that are going to be attacked here very soon.
Can you give us those locations?
I don't know them.
Oh, you do not?
I honestly don't. Like I told you before, if I did, I would.
The only thing I know is
one of them is in the South, and it has something to do with what is considered like a national treasure, and that this will be either destroyed or greatly damaged.
Now, prior to you mentioning these six vicious attacks, two things have now occurred: the Madrid train bombing, and the school in Russia. So could you categorize those as two of the six events?
Those are two of the six events. But the thing is, my message was already on the website before those occurred.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So those are two of the six.
Yeah, that's two of the six major events that I'm looking forward to.
Four more to go.
Four more to go. And two of them, I believe, are here in the United States, and they involve some fires that have been set. One of them, the way I saw it, was a large contingency of fire departments were showing up. I mean, it was just like they came from just all over the place. And they were terrified by this fire. And it's because the building that where this fire had been set or next to it were very deadly diseases.
Mm.
And they were so afraid that the fire would cause these to escape. I hope it's not something like the Atlanta Disease Control Center or something like that, because what I understand is they have such massive protection underground that it wouldn't happen. But there are other places and universities that are very loosely guarding bacteria that they've been given by the government to study and do research on. And so this is one that I know that's going to occur here in the United States. Another one in the United States has to do with, like I said, that destruction of a what we would think of as a national treasure. I don't know what's in the South that would be thought of as a national treasure necessarily, except maybe people in the South. I think if you were to destroy Mount Rushmore, that would be considered a national treasure, but that's not in the South. But there is that other one in one with General Lee's marching, that's the engraving on that mountain with, General Lee.
Right.
Maybe something like that, I really, really wish that I could say, here are this, in this week, this would occur. In this particular week, this would occur. And heaven has told me several times that that would be the worst thing for God to do.
Well, and actually, I appreciate the fact that you don't put specific dates on some of your prophecies, Father. So many people do, and then when those dates don't make it, people ridicule them and tell them that their prophecy is full of bunk, or maybe indeed there's some foundation to it, and maybe they're off by 6 months or a year or who knows how long.
Well, sometimes they themselves just misunderstood, but the prophecy was true. And this is why, I've told you from the very beginning that, I don't go and try to be on programs, and I am very reluctant to release things. We've now acquired a resident theologian to actually check things for us, and he's a historian, to check things in their agreement with doctrine and so on, but also to check things historically. I also work very hard to check with other mystics, and then I have another priest who is also a mystic that I check very hard with him, and I won't release something unless he tells me to release it. So I'm working very hard to have a fail-safe system so that if I put it on there, I've got every reason in the world to believe it's true.